Hi, I'm Bernie Howard.
And I'm Lauren Freeman.
And we're going to talk about some Chicago hot dogs. Okay, Laurie, so we were on a field trip this Sunday. We visited a place that a friend of ours recommended. I had never heard of it before, but it was a pretty nice trip, actually. It wasn't that far away. A place called Babo's. And Babo's is located 8258 West Irving Park Road. And it was right next to Schiller Park, but it was actually technically Chicago. And what did you think when we drove up?
I thought it was in a nice little neighborhood, and it looked like a typical hot dog stand. It had a bunch of tables outside, wooden picnic tables. Of course, it was too cold for anybody to be out there. And inside, there was only counter seating. There were no tables and chairs, just counter seating. It kind of had a 50s vibe, but not strongly 50s, but it definitely looked like it's been there for a while.
I thought the place was really clean. The counters were very clean when we got there. And everything, you know, I did some research on the place. They were inducted into the Vienna Beef Hall of Fame, which means they pay their bills since in 2006. And they were awarded the Best Beef Award by the Chicago Magazine in 1978. So they're proud of their Italian beef as well as their hot dogs. They were also featured in the book, Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog. And when we walked in, there was a guy who introduced himself. He was the owner. What'd you think?
Very nice guy. We went for lunch on Sunday, and here he is on Sunday working his business. He was very warm and wanted us to try everything. And as we started chit-chatting a little bit, it turns out that we had some mutual friends in common.
Yeah. When we got there, we always pay for our food. We're not looking for a free hot dog. And so we ordered our food, and then we started talking to this guy. And we started asking him questions, and then he gave us a look like, why are you asking these questions? Are you going to open up across the street or something? And we told him, no, we do a podcast, and we're new, and you know, we're not the biggest guys yet, but we're having fun doing it. And he goes, wait, I know you guys. And I thought that was real interesting. I go, how do you know us? And he goes, well, you're friends of Skip. And Skip is our friend. And I go, how do you know Skip? He goes, well, he shows his car at our car shows at my other place. And I go, where's your other place? He goes, Rand Red Hots. And all of a sudden, instantly, we were friends for life. He knew about our first podcast, and he liked the way what we talked about there. Obviously, we gave him a good review. And it was like being in an old friend's place. And so the vibe from that place, from that point on, went very, very well. Laurie, tell us about the hot dog.
Well, obviously it was Vienna because you've already said that, but it was a number 10 with a casing, which meant it had a little snap when you bite into it. It came with those, with all the fixings that make it a Chicago hot dog, from onions, relish, mustard, optional celery salt, optional peppers, and a Rosen bun.
Okay, and that was the weird thing. When we do these broadcasts, we do some research on their website also, and their website talks about a seeded bun. The bun they gave me on a Sunday was not a seeded bun. It wasn't steamed. It was just a fresh hot dog bun, and so that was our first thing that we saw that was kind of interesting. The hot dog was served in aluminum foil, and the staff had a great attitude. But again, we found some discrepancies in their website. When talking about the hot dog, it goes for $4.99 with French fries, and they don't take plastic. They want cash only. But the website says that the hot dog is $4.30, which is 69 cents less. I think they probably need to update their website.
Yeah, they probably just need to call whoever works on their website and update it. It's no big deal. No. And maybe there's times when there are seeded buns, or maybe you have to ask for a seeded bun.
I don't know.
I don't like a seeded bun, so for me it was perfect.
Yeah, well, I like seeded buns. Anyway, maybe if you order on the internet, like everything else, there's less service charge, and so it's 69 cents less if you order your hot dog for pickup. Who knows? Anyway, it was a good hot dog. We liked it. The guy was nice. The place was clean. They also serve Italian beef and sausage sandwiches. Their Italian beef, again, Chicago Magazine in 1978 awarded them the best beef award, which is kind of cool. You know, there's a lot of places in Chicago that sell Italian beef. And they were also featured in the book Never Put Ketchup on a Hot Dog, which is like a Bible to Chicago hot dog stands. How would you rate it, Laurie?
This gets really high on my radar. If I lived a lot closer, this would be a great place to go in the summer. Lots of outdoor seating. The staff was friendly. The food was good. It's affordable. I'm going to give this guy a 9 or a 10.
Okay. You know, eventually I had a question. At least one of my friends gave me a question to ask about this place also. Since it's owned by the same guys as Rand Red Hots.
I think he said he's partners on Rand.
Right.
And this is his place. So, right. You know.
Well, this, according to the internet, the place, he bought it, he took it over from a woman from 1970. He told us he'd been there 40 years, which makes a lot of sense. They have continued to serve the tradition of Chicago hot dogs. The French fries were really good. They were hand-cut, and by themselves, they're $2.99, which is about normal for an order of French fries, for hand-cut French fries at any Chicago hot dog stand. I think I would give this guy a 10, too. It was just very identical to Rand Red Hots, and I love Rand Red Hots, simple as that. And this guy was nice, and he appreciated that we were talking about his place, and it was a good experience.
Yeah, and I think he said he serves tamales, but I like it that they had a few other things on the menu, because maybe some days you don't really feel like a hot dog.
Yeah.
You know, I could go for an Italian beef. And also I noticed they serve Italian ice. So very Italian, probably the neighborhood we were in. And again, meeting the owner and the people that worked for him was very nice. I definitely would go back to this place.
Yeah, we definitely recommend the place. And Laurie gave it a 9. I'll give it a 10. And so that's our field trip for the week. That was Chicago Hot Dogs, visiting Babbo's in Chicago. And we'll see you next week. Keep eating hot dogs.